grace of God gathered us here tonight to celebrate the Nativity of Christ. There might be a lot of things that we could say about the Nativity of Christ, but my mind went in a couple of simple things, simple thoughts that I would like to share with you tonight. Christ was born in a very humble, if not humiliating way. No one knew who he was, and he was born in a stable. But regardless, the ones who were capable of understanding a little bit of who he was, they found a way to understand. So the wise men from very far, they saw the star and they realized that someone great is getting born. They took their most precious gifts and they started walking towards where the star was leading them. And then we have the shepherds who were around, and they were not educated. They were not something special, but the angels of God appeared to them and told them that Christ was born. So they ended up going to venerate him. We see the wise men who were not even Jewish. They did not know anything about the religion that Christ was going to teach. They didn't know anything about the Old Testament. But they had their hearts open and they got the message. Someone great was born. The Savior was born. And then we have the shepherds who were very simple. They didn't have academic knowledge, but they had their hearts open. And they also ended up understanding that Christ was born. And the question that we should ask ourselves tonight is, are our hearts open to understand that Christ was born? And are our hearts open for Christ to be born in them? How can we open up our hearts? How can we have Christ born inside us? I will not answer to this question, but I will say to you something relevant. Once there was a holy person, a holy man. He is canonized among the saints. And he had a vision, he had a dream. In his dream, he saw Christ. And Christ told him, "I want a gift from you." And he asked, "What could I ever give you, my Lord?" And he said, "I want your sins." Christ asked this person for his sins. This is why Christ was crucified, by the way. But this person went for confession and he gave Christ his sins and he became a holy man. He became a saint. So Christ is asking from us the best thing that we could give him as a gift this Christmas. And I dare to tell you that the most precious thing that we all have is our sins. Why? Because we never give them up. Because they're always with us. Because we follow them, we worship them. And this is why they are the most important gift that we could ever give to Christ, now that it's Christmas. See, the wise men, they brought the most precious things that they had, the most precious things that they possessed. Christ wants us to give him the most precious thing we have. Why? Because he gave us our existence. We would have not existed if it wasn't for God's love. So what do we give him in return? We give him our sins. And what does this mean? This means that we give him our existence, our whole existence. But you see, we can't go to Christ having our own agenda. It doesn't work like that. The wise men and the shepherds, they went to venerate Christ, and they left in his feet the most precious things that they had. They did not have their own agenda. They did not ask him for things in return. I'm not saying not to pray for what we need. I'm just saying to have our hearts open, to be able to give our existence to Christ without asking for anything in return. And then we become holy, and then we become saints. So practically, how could we start changing towards this direction? We go shopping to find gifts to give to our loved ones. How about if we give to our loved ones a little bit of love? Because we can call them loved ones, but if we don't show them our love, they are not loved ones. They are just people, and they mean nothing to us. So how about if we start of giving to our fellow people a little bit from our ego, not to show them who we are, which we usually do, but to cut a little bit from our ego and throw it away when we socialize with our fellow people, when we socialize with our wives, with our husbands, with our children? How about if we give to our loved ones a little bit of love? So if we want to start towards giving a gift to Christ, who gave us our existence, let's start from giving to everyone around us a little bit of ourselves. And by doing so, God will enable us to give him our whole existence. And that's how God creates saints, which is us. I wish to every single one of us Merry Christmas. I'm very glad I'm here with you tonight. And I'm very glad because we go years back. There are so many familiar faces here. And it is a big thing for me that God brought me back here, where some say that it is my home. So, Merry Christmas to everyone. And may our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was born as a little child, give us all the help we need, and we need a lot of help, to give our ego away and embrace everyone around us.